January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
All right, thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate you being out there. Welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Yeah.
Wow.
Busting moves, really? Yeah, baby.
Sounds a little weird, huh?
All right.
That's probably what Trump is telling all the people at work with him. Stuck in the middle with all you losers.
You know the tune. Yeah. That's a catchy little tune, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of a sample of what we're going to be doing here tonight. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And presently, we're up on 1520 WBZW. Thanks for coming up here to listen to us. If you normally listen to us on AM 660 or FM 105.5, the Rays are right now mired in a tie game extra innings. They blew a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the ninth. But as soon as that game wraps up, of course, we'll be back up on the big stick, as we call it around here. And we got some breaking news here out of Los Angeles. We'll get to that here in just a second. We'll let you know. In the meantime, you may also be listening to us on am660theanswer.com. You may be listening on your smart devices. A lot of you have downloaded the free and taken advantage of the free Answer Orlando app. Or you may actually be listening to us on your Alexa device. All right, so We appreciate however you are listening to us. It is Contest Thursday. We'll give you the challenge here in just a moment. I got in the studio with me today. We got a whole host of judges. All right, so you get those contest entries ready to go. All right, so Mike McBath, the chairman of the board, the union boss, and, of course, the creator of the challenges, is ready to go. We also have in from Relax in Comfort Studio, back by popular demand, Jackie Ricardo. Always great to see you, Jackie.
Great to see you guys.
Oh, say that again.
Great to see you guys.
Oh, we just record that and play it over and over again.
Hello.
Right? All right, and sitting next to her from Dino Rento Studios is Dino Rentos. Dino.
Hey, guys. Had to come visit today. Definitely. We're going to have a great time.
Absolutely. He's got his own contest music in mind as well. Got the recovering politician, successful entrepreneur, Rick Brown, car show man.
Car show man. 164 pre-registered getting ready for Saturday.
That's for this Saturday,
for
the All-British Car Show at Mead Gardens, right?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. It's a free event, but the Tijuana Flats is going to be there.
Four Rivers.
Yeah, and the
Jeremiah's
Italian Ice.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun. The weather is supposed to be absolutely gorgeous
this weekend. No rain anywhere around us. And, bright blue skies.
And beautiful. Spring-like
yes.
weather. You know, 80-degree high.
88.
Right.
About 80.
Yeah. So,
right.
And Mead Gardens just underwent a makeover, if you will, and it should be a beautiful venue and a beautiful day for a great event.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And fun for the whole family. So please do take advantage of it and come on over there and visit us. Of course, Rick's going to be there all day. I'm going to swing through there and check out the cars. And
you can find me. I'll be the guy working really hard.
That's right. Nick Grounds is going to be there.
Nick is going to be there.
Yeah,
right.
He was on the show with us last week.
Yeah.
So that's all going on. And then the following weekend, on the 14th, is going to be the Hot Rod Car Show, right?
Hot Rod for Heroes at the Ace Cafe to benefit On a Flight of Central Florida.
And that's right downtown, 100 West mm-hmm. Livingston, but right yep. there on Livingston Street, literally downtown. And this is going to be the Muscle Cars.
It's going to be another great show. Yeah, Muscle Car Show. Colton James will be there, the Nashville recording artist.
Yeah. Performing.
Matt Morgan will be there,
yeah,
signing autographs.
The Blueprint.
The Blueprint, yeah, picking people up over his head.
That's right.
I thought you were talking about John Morgan's son.
Yeah.
I got that mixed up.
But if you end up tangling with Matt
Only
Morgan, you
trips.
Might want to get John Morgan. Anyway.
Only if somebody trips, right. Mike.
All right. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart, and of course, on the bridge is the marathon man, the final judge here tonight, that be Nick LoCicero. Okay, the line is open. The lines are open, I should say, at 407-774-8255. And here is tonight's challenge, which we just gave you a little bit of a sample of.
I know, and this should be a lot of fun. I think there are going to be some great songs come out of this. We want you to match a song from the past to some of our more recent newsmakers, particularly in the political arena, possibly in the movie star sector. A perfect example of this might be, you know, we all know who Stormy Daniels is, right? How about what song might identify her? How about Wild Thing, You Make My Heart Ring, right? So I think Stormy could have a song to identify her. How about William McCabe, Folsom Prison?
That's Andrew McCabe.
Or Andrew, William. Okay, Andy's mixed with William, who crossed with John.
No, well, see, when he gets to Folsom Prison, it'll be 150682-255.
Yeah, Andy McCabe will be Folsom Prison.
That's right.
So come up with your song, come up with the individual, and then we'll be playing excerpts all through the show. So
let me make sure I get this right, Mike. So I pick a person. So if I, like, picked Hillary Clinton.
Right.
I can then match it to a song, sort of like, you know, Godzilla from Blue Oyster
Cult. That's exactly right. You got it.
Go, Godzilla.
You got it.
If we go back to Stormy Daniels, we could do Lady Marmalade.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
That's exactly right.
We have opened the jar here today. Indeed, we have.
So, oh, boy, this could get ugly.
All right. So don't hesitate. Give us a call. Get in on the contest. And, of course, you got a great prize package lined up for you. And we got three sponsors in here tonight, all participating in the prize package. And I'll just kind of deal to the left here.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Brown with gift card to Tijuana Flats. And don't forget, you got trivia contest going on four nights a week now, right?
I keep forgetting
if it's three or four nights. It's four nights a week now, right?
Yes, it is. It's Sunday in Oviedo, Monday at Winter Springs, Wednesday at Avalon Park and Saturdays at our Tuscaloma location at the corner of Tuscarola Road and Aloma Avenue.
And then you also now have entertainment
going on. We have entertainment, yep. Tomorrow night,
we'll have entertainment. So you own a trivia company that serves tacos.
Pretty much.
But, hey, I love those tostadas over there.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget, we are going to be your only place in town to be for Cinco de Mayo.
All right. And that's coming up here just about a month from now, right? A month from today.
The 5th.
Yeah, that's right. And then sitting next to him is Dino Rentos of Dino Rentos Studios. And, of course, you get that big old, bigger than life 4x4 Constitution. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And then, or if they want to trade the value of that towards something of their own choosing, they can do that also.
And believe you me, if you can conceive of it, they can make it over there at Dino Rento Studios.
Mm-hmm. It's graduation time,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're decorating for a party or something,
yep, you can hit us up. And, you know, we have a special coupon on the website right now, 15% off, but I'm going to make a special deal for the listeners today. Any listener, and if they're looking for party supplies, I'm going to give them 50% off our in-stock party supplies. All they have to do is say, Dino, you heard me on the radio, Dino sent me to the customer service group, and I'll give 50% off on any of the party supplies for the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right.
That's great.
50% off. And, you know, this is getting to be the weather for parties, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, it's graduation, high school, college. This is the time.
Exactly. And that's only in-stock party supplies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And sitting next to him is, of course, Jackie Ricardo, Relax and Comfort Studios. And they pitch in a pillow.
That's right. Not only a pillow, Chris, but a cool gel memory foam pillow.
Oh, and these things are retail values like $140.
Yes, something like that. $129.
$129. Okay,
so,
there
yeah,
you go.
Close. Yeah.
Just the way she describes it makes it sound enticing. You
know? It's pretty
cool.
Yummy.
It is.
Easy, Mike.
And they are easing on the head and the neck when you're sleeping. And once again, you picked that up at any of the Relax and Comfort stores, but you work mostly down there at Windermere.
I do, at 4750 The Grove Drive, right on the corner of Apopka Vineland and Conroy Windermere Road. I'm usually there. I go to Winter Park every once in a while as well, but if you win the pillow, you can go into any of the three locations, Sanford, Winter Park, or Windermere, and I'll have you there in the system, so you just mention your name that you won the pillow on the radio, we'll pull you up, and you're all set.
There you go. And between now and 2 weeks from tonight, if you're there doing that or just checking out the great sleep systems and massage chairs they have there, you can pre-register to win an iJoy massage chair, which we're going to give away on our show 2 weeks from tonight, right?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. That is on 4/19, the 19th, which is a Thursday.
2 weeks from today.
Yep, starting around 5 o'clock when we come on the radio. You guys will be doing a live remote, right?
Yep.
Well, you'll be there with us, right, Jay?
I sure will.
Okay, then we'll be there.
I know Mike will be on time now anyway, right?
I'll be there at 2 in the morning.
And it's going to be catered by Tijuana Flats.
Yeah, ma'am.
And also Brio's going to be there, too. And we're going to have the giveaway that day. We're going to pull the name. And it's
for the massage chair.
Going to do it for the massage chair.
We'll do that all live on the air. You must be there to win.
That's right. You must be there to win. And just to mention really quickly, Joyce from Winter Park visited us today. She entered. She's one of your wonderful listeners. And she also has our bed, and she has the best story to tell. I told her to please call in today. She was the one who made me aware that we would be on the other station.
Yep.
So she may be calling in Joyce today. So I hope so.
I hope so. No. I hope so.
Well, who was the lady that called in?
I believe she's been a winner before, too.
Yeah,
right?
We had a lady call in the other day about their bed, too, about how exceptional it was. So,
yes.
You know, a lot of people sleeping around.
Oh, my God.
Definitely. We help them with that.
By the way, while we're on the subject, there's a recent study that has come out that has shown that a lot of, shall we say, marital strife is caused by what goes on in the bedroom.
I know where you're going, Chris.
I know exactly what you're saying, Chris.
Help
I saw
me
the
out
same
here.
Thing.
Yes.
Okay, it's called sleep divorce.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So what happens is if one person of the couple cannot sleep due to the other side of the bed,
right,
whether it's snoring or they're tossing and turning or the bed is just not what they thought they agreed they'd like for the rest of the, you know, 10 years that they expected to get out of it, then one goes into another room, into a recliner downstairs, or they go into a completely separate room and they don't sleep together. So there's a lot of that going on, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So we help people stay in the same bed as well. And
because a lot of it's due to the fact that it's one mattress, one size fits all.
That's
and unfortunately,
right.
when it comes to your sleep mattress, one size does not fit
right,
all.
That's right. That's like you going in and going to get a pair of shoes that you think is going to fit you, and it doesn't. It's not. There's not one size fits all for shoes. There isn't one for a bed either.
Right.
Do you have them fill a questionnaire out or anything?
How are you sleeping?
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we got Diane and Frank who are going to kick off the contest tonight. You two can get in on this. And oh, by the way, you'll also, before we go, win a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, where we're heading after the show. And that's compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd at Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. That's jerrysmb.com. And they also now take care of BMWers. So take advantage of all of that by winning tonight's prize by, I mean, winning tonight's contest and winning that prize package. All right, so the whole package of the American Adversaries is coming right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Springtime is here. That means it's time for the 34th annual All-British Car Show. Join the Central Florida British Car Club Friday, April 6th, 5:30 p.m. at Fiddler's Green in beautiful Winter Park for a pre-show meet and greet. And on Saturday, April 7th at 9 a.m. in Mead Gardens in Winter Park for the car show and judging. Along with up to 200 British cars, there will be specialty vendors, raffles, silent auction, and valve cover racing. Four Rivers, Jeremiah's, and Tijuana Flats will be there, and admission is free. It's fun for the whole family. So experience a day of British automotive history in picturesque Mead Gardens, April 7th. For more information, email info@allbritishcarclub.com. That's info@allbritishcarclub.com. A member of the British American Chamber of Commerce.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
The I-4 slowdowns are as far back as Longwood, and that continues westbound. It doesn't clear up until after the 441. We have a couple of crashes to watch out for. One on I-4 westbound, right before you get to Fairbanks Avenue. And you have another one on I-4 eastbound, right before you get to the 408. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear with the exception of some slowdowns in the 408-417 exchange. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Politician do we identify with this song?
Oh, oh, they say he got to go home. Hillary Clinton.
So who are we going to go with?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, no.
Oh,
the one with the hairy toes.
Go, Hillary Clinton.
You're squeezing
Hillary.
In there.
You should be more sympathetic toward that woman, you know?
People think she's delusional because she's talking about Fox always trying to impeach her.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that, but I'm just thinking she's mentally ill. She's I don't think she's delusional.
I think it was her crude way of trying to make a joke. If you listen to it very carefully, she's talking about how basically Fox is always, you know, riding her. Yeah. So she was...
She just has to talk about the election if she wants to make a joke. You know?
Okay. Let's go to Diane. She's going to start the contest tonight. Hey, Diane. That was, by the way, that was Dino Rento's entry. So go ahead, Diane. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. Hey, gentlemen and Jackie, it's good to talk to you.
Hey there.
Hi. Mine is Watch Me from the Disney Channel Shake It Up, and it's about Trump.
Uh-oh, here's a piece of it.
Boy,
I haven't heard
look at this. She's going on the good side.
Listen, listen.
It's good, Diane.
Oh,
wow.
Like it.
Yeah, look at this.
I can see Trump busting the moon, doing the moonwalk to this.
Good beat. Everybody likes to dance to it. You know,
watch me. Hey.
Very good.
Excellent.
The words fit him to a T.
Don't they, though?
I know.
It's going to be me. Watch me, right? I love it. I've never heard that tune before.
Neither did I. I'll be looking forward to hearing it more as we scan the radio.
Is it really? We'll have to pull that up and put it on our Facebook page. All right, excellent, Diane.
Your Facebook page?
Yeah, the American Adversary's Facebook page. All right, thank you, Diane. Appreciate it. Excellent way to start the contest. And that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Hers was for President Trump. Let's see who's Frank's for. Hey, Frank, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Chris. Hi, Rick. What's
hey,
up,
buddy.
Big Mike?
Hey.
And hello to my Ohio State girl.
Hi, Frank.
OH, baby. Yeah.
Io.
Frank,
Dino.
She's too good looking to be an Ohio State girl. She's a Penn State girl, my friend.
Penn State girls can't hold a candle to Ohio State girls. So.
No, they look more like candles, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hey, Dino.
Yeah.
I'd love to take you off on that 50% offer, but I don't think you stocked my favorite party supply.
Probably not.
He can probably make
it that way.
Hunch, you know what I'm saying?
He can make one.
Hey, all right. Hey, we got a minute and a half. That enough time?
Okay. Here's my entry. And Mike said an old song, so I got an old song. It's by the Chiffons.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yep.
And it's for Obama, and it's called Sweet Talking Guy.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Talking Guy.
Nick. Yeah. Sweet Talking Guy. Talking sweet kind of lie.
Yeah, this is great.
Love
this
him
is...
like I do.
Frank, you're too
sing
good,
it, Frank. Sing it.
This is a hard one to sing, but it's right on the money.
Frank's got it.
Yeah. All right. He was a smooth talker, that's for sure. All right. Hey, Frank, you're in it, man. Thanks so much. All right. Now, Frank's going to be there on the 19th. Right?
Okay, I hope so.
That's right. He's going to be there. He's trying to win that iJoy massage chair. All right. We don't have enough time for Willie's entry, so Willie, we'll get you on the other side of the break. We now have two lines open if you want to get in on tonight's contest. We're looking for newsmakers and the song that fits them.
Boy, all Frank right? is going back 50 years on that one. Sweet-talking guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so that's the challenge, and we'll be right back after this break. You are listening to the American Adversaries, and the Rays and Yanks, it's the Sox today. Red Sox are still mired in a tie. Anyways, we're having
great.
Fun here. Hope you're having fun there. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. 5.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. National Guard contingents in U.S. states bordering Mexico awaited guidance today on what duties they'll be assigned to help fight illegal immigration and drug smuggling along the border. And a Pentagon official said it has not yet been determined whether the troops will be armed. The deployment is in the very early stages, according to the National Guard in Texas. It's not yet been determined how many, if any, of the troops participating in the border security operation will be armed. The nation's chief doctor wants more Americans to start carrying the overdose antidote naloxone to help combat the nation's opioid crisis and save lives. Speaking at the National Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit in Atlanta on Thursday morning, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams issued his office's first national public health advisory in 13 years. On Wall Street, the Dow by 241 points. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
There was a lockdown at Lake George Elementary this morning due to a report of a suspicious person on campus. A student stated that this suspicious individual was on campus who was not a student, according to the public information officer at Orange County Sheriff's Office. The ban was lifted after authorities determined it was safe. While Universal has not commented on the new park, they did unveil the name of the hotel that they'll be building on the grounds of Wet n Wild. Endless Summer Resort will be a value resort with two-bedroom family suites. The resort includes two hotels. The first hotel will open in 2019 and the second in 2020 with rooms as low as $73 a night. Three pedestrians have been struck and killed in the area in the last 24 hours in three separate incidents. Troopers reported a person was struck and killed at 9:25 this morning on OBT, as well as one at 2:30 a.m. on Cimarron Boulevard, and one last night around 9 p.m. in Sanford. We have a high of 80 and a low of 63. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdowns are as far back as Longwood, and that continues westbound. It doesn't clear up until after the 441. We have a couple of crashes to watch out for. One on I-4 westbound, right before you get to Fairbanks Avenue. And you have another one on I-4 eastbound, right before you get to the 408. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear with the exception of some slowdowns in the 408-417 exchange. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL, AM 660, and FM 105.5. You better tune in, or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We knew this would be a fun one. Anytime we get music in the mix, it seems to really kind of
I know, they get all fired up and very creative.
Yeah. You know? All right, so let me reintroduce the judges for tonight's American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Thursday Night Contest. Got the contest creator, of course, here is one of the judges. That's Michael MacBath. We also have Jackie Ricardo from Relax and Comfort. We have Dino Rentos Studios, of course. And we also have Rick Brown. We have myself, Christopher Hart, and Nick LoCicero on the bridge, and we also have a full bank of calls, so let's get right back to them. By the way, we do have some other news we'll be talking about tonight. We got some market news. We got Trump in West Virginia today. We got the hogging the mic story, and I'm going to tell you about Anastasia Nastya Vashuk. Let me see if I can get this right.
Say that twice.
Vashukovic.
Bless you.
Yes, thank you. Anastasia Nastya Vashukovic.
Nastya Vashukovic.
Yes. Who claims she has some information about the Russia collusion story.
Sounds like an Austin Powers villain.
Yeah, I know. Of course, the cartoon character.
The more interesting story, of course, is how she might have gotten this information. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show.
Uh-oh.
All right. In the meantime, let's get back to the contest lines. Willie has been patiently waiting. Willie, you are up next. How you doing tonight, man?
Well, I appreciate it, Chris, and Mike, and
hey, Willie.
But you know, this is an honor of the group is Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, we know them.
And this is in honor of Elizabeth Warren.
Cherokee Nation.
Oh, just funny, yeah. Cherokee Nation.
After playing golf, bring it on. Cherokee Nation, Indian Reservation, whatever.
Boy, Trump is going to start playing this from now on when she's around. That would be great.
This.
Cherokee Nation.
I've forgotten all about this tune.
Man, a body slam.
Let's hear a little bit of it. Great entry, Willie.
Very good.
All right, I appreciate you.
God bless you.
That's good job, Willie. Could you imagine if Trump played this though, when she comes out? That would be outstanding.
And talk their English to a young.
That would be great, dude.
And on the beach. Just got to hear one chorus.
Cherokee's
right. Oh, they just don't write too much.
I love it.
The high cheekbones.
Here we go.
Cherokee Nation. Cherokee Tribe. So sad to live.
Or something like that.
Proud to die.
excellent, Willie.
I think Elizabeth Warren would disclaim it.
She'd say, no, I'm not part of that nation.
I'm not an Apache.
Oh, no, John dropped off. John, don't give
up. Go, John?
He sees the competition's too tough right now.
Come on, John.
John was
back.
A Cherokee.
Let's go. We got a couple of lines open now, 407-774-8255. Peggy is up next. I know she's got a good one. How you doing tonight, Peggy?
I'm doing great. How about you guys? Hi,
all
Jackie.
Right, Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
Well, I have three of them. Can I give you all three?
Why not?
We'll pick the best one.
Hey,
for all those brownies, you deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely. They were delicious. Hey, by the way, everybody wants to know, what was the secret ingredient?
Uh-oh.
Marijuana.
Strawberry pie.
Nick, I think, got the closest. Yeah, he was thinking it was some kind of jam or something
right,
in there.
Right.
No, strawberry pie filling.
Yeah. Oh,
Chris, didn't you say mushrooms?
Yeah. THC gummies?
They were delicious, though.
Strawberry flavored?
But they let me just say, they did make me happy.
And a little rounder.
I got one left. I got one left, saving for tonight when I get home. Go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll save the best for last, but for Trump, I did it my way.
Oh yeah, the old Sinatra tune.
That's a good
my
one.
My way, yes, absolutely.
And for Robert Mueller, it's the theme song for Howdy Doody.
Howdy Doody. Okay.
And the best is Nancy Pelosi's "I Left My Poop in San Francisco."
Oh jeez! Stop piling it on.
So there you go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I want you to sit back and enjoy the record.
Now, can you guess who's singing this?
Yeah.
Tony Bennett. I thought it was Johnny Mathis.
No, that's Tony not Johnny Mathis. That's Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, is it?
And forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city.
You probably would never go home now.
No.
I'm staying where I am.
Which smells like a sewer. Oh, all right, excellent. All right, listen.
With his poop map in his hand.
In San Francisco.
Nick, can I have this dance?
Francisco. All right, how about John? Let's go back now to John. Let's get John.
She left her brain there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John. How you doing, man? How you been?
I've had my ups and downs, but it's all good.
Well, okay. It's good to hear from you. We're worried about you. How you? Okay.
I listen to y'all pretty much every day.
Well, thanks so much. Appreciate that.
This is an old Jackson Browne song called Cocaine, but it goes. The left picked Hillary and her gal, Fuma. They thought they knew how to screw you. Socialism running all around their brain. Patriots stood up and showed her quick. We ain't putting up with that chick. Hillary, loser again, you see. Now she's looking at jail doors. She's still crying. We don't want no more. Hillary, get on out of here.
John, you got bonus points for singing it, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what, believe it or not, not many people know about this tune, but I was in a band where we used to play this tune. Nick, give us a piece of it here, would you? This old Jackson Browne.
Living down Scott.
Yep.
Turning up Main. Looking for that girl who sells cocaine. Cocaine.
Running round my brain.
Round my brain.
Oh, man.
We, of course, made a few lines of our own to put in there. That's a good one there, John. Thank you, and thank you for serenading us. And so glad to hear from you,
you
man.
You made a few lines of your own?
I know, Jack. Yeah, I thought that.
Let me reword that. Let me reword that.
I mean, too late.
We wrote a few lyrics of our own.
I'm sitting there going, what?
Back
I think that's the last verse of that song. We made a few lines of our own.
Something like that, it is.
Oh.
Okay. All right, that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. The contest lines are now open at 407-774-8255. Okay. In the meantime, let's get in a few bits of news here. The market had another decent day.
Yeah, we got to be excited. We've had three up days in a row. 3 days ago, we were up 389. Yesterday, 231. Today, 239. We're actually at a two-week high in the market. And, you know, things seem to be going in the right directions. We got earnings coming out in about a week. What you're going to see determine the market will be earnings plus, you know, tariff concerns, which can go one way or the other, and then occasional headline risk, something unusual occurs. But the reality of it is, I mean, things are looking very good at this point. Facebook, not my favorite stock, but that was up 4 points today. Amazon, how about this one? Up 41 today.
You got caught in the updraft.
Yeah, I got caught in the updraft. I'm not sure it's because everything's going perfect, because when our good friend the old Zucker gets in front of Congress, good luck. I think they're going to rip him every way possible. So we'll see what occurs there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see. Because, in fact, he's been a big ally of the liberals and the Democrats.
Yeah, I know, but the other
half. They're the ones who are mad at him right now.
That's really double trouble.
So
yeah.
We'll see, but he has been all apologetic. Although today he did say, in essence, kind of what we've been saying, you folks are the ones who put the information out there, right?
Yeah.
But there is certain information that Facebook has that does not go on your Facebook page.
One thing about
identifiers.
Our friend Trump, when he talks about the deficits, the U.S. trade deficit came out for February today, and it was absolutely terrible, over $57 billion. And, you know, multiply
highest
that.
Highest has been since 2010.
Yes, the highest since 2008. So you multiply that times 12, and you understand what Trump's fighting for. And I do agree with that story. It's not Trump's fault. It's China's fault. You know, we need some type of resolution, peaceful and professional, which we'll probably get. Because, you know, the China's playing with the great bluffer. So we'll see what happens.
By the way, his new economic advisor was on this morning with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business Channel with a fairly lengthy interview, and he is now in the White House. He's on the job,
Kudlow.
Yeah, Larry Kudlow.
Yeah, he's yep. really good. Yep. I like him. Isn't
he? And he said he works at the White House once every 35 years because yeah. he actually worked there in the Reagan administration. Right. He, along with Art Laffer, were two right. of the big supply side economists in that administration. And he's full on board with what Trump is doing with these tariff threats and the so-called trade war because of what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he was the one that calmed the market yesterday around 10 and 11 o'clock. We started up, stayed up, and we were up the day. And I think the follow-through the day was most impressive.
Right. And by the way, if you look at things closely, Trump is absolutely right in two aspects. One, the trade war has already been
won
by the other side.
Right.
And he's basically starting it over again. But he's also right in the fact that they are the ones who have the most to lose. We're the strongest economy. We're the ones who are in the catbird seat. Mm-hmm. Only we have been letting them take advantage of us in the form of tariffs and stealing and things like that. And this is what he's trying to stop. Let's take a look at, for instance, soybeans. Now, the market got all, whacked out on Monday
right.
because
over
China had
they'll
announced,
buy their soybeans from Brazil instead of the U.S.
Well, guess what? There's only two countries in the world that sell soybeans,
right.
Brazil and the United States. And Brazil cannot produce enough soybeans to feed basically the pigs in China.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what most of the soybean is. If it's not turned into soy oil, it's basically used for stock feed.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil cannot produce enough soybean to satisfy their own needs as well as China's. Now, you got to remember, China's population is four times larger than our own.
1.3 billion.
Billion. Exactly. We right. got about
320.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. And it depends on how many illegals are in the
that makes it 500.
Yeah, but the bottom line is they need what we got. Now, we can do without what they got. It would be painful in the sense that we would be paying mm-hmm. more for tennis shoes, computers, and things like that. But we can produce our own in a supply that would satisfy the market.
Right. And
they cannot.
Another interesting factor.
I mean, if push really came to shove.
Right, is General Motors and Ford produce their cars in China. So are they going to have to pay a tariff? I don't think so. So if you watch their stock, they popped right up when the announcements mm-hmm. were made. So a lot of people forget about that.
And what Kudlow made very clear is what is happening right now is the sides are staking out. Right. They're staking out their negotiating positions.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
As Gino just said, they're posturing themselves. But what it means is they're also willing to come to the table and talk.
Right.
And that's the first step to getting this
imbalance
more balanced.
Accomplished after, 30, 40
right.
years of
right.
unfair trade.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go now to Paul on the contest line. We'll get his entry in and then take a break. Hey, Paul, how you doing tonight? Thank you so much for being out there listening. We really appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Trump is just doing what Trump does. He's a deal maker.
Exactly. Exactly. You would think the people on Wall Street would be the first ones to understand that, but
I know.
They're like horses. They get skittish. They get spooked real easy.
And
Michael,
they all
tell
run
you.
With the crowd. I mean, they even if the crowd's running the wrong direction.
Yeah.
That's exactly
yep. it.
Yes. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
The thing about the Wall Street people is all these antidepressants that Americans are on, they need to give them to Wall Street because, they do calm down and just, stop all the jitters that they have.
Well, I'd agree, except I got a feeling they've already stocked up out there.
I say they're loaded. Don't worry about that, Paul.
Yeah, or at least they use Johnny Walker after trading hours are over, right?
25% tariff.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Okay, I like to enter the contest.
Okay.
And my contest entry is that for Stormy Daniels. Song associated with her that I have is called simply Stormy by the Classic Four.
Great tune.
Yes.
And Nick said he had it.
Oh, here it is.
It is a great song.
See you, Rick.
Yeah.
Would I call you Stormy today?
wonder if that's what Don called her. I think he called her something else.
Oh, that's a great entry, Paul. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
I want to tell you, Chris, one of your excellent advertisers.
Yes?
Jackie.
She's listening. She's got right. She's right. Go ahead.
Yes.
I won a pillow and 2 months ago. And I want to tell you, Jackie, that pillow is really something else. And I really have not ever slept as good as I have in the last 2 months because of that pillow.
Oh, my goodness. That's so great to hear, Paul. Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that.
You're quite welcome.
I tell you what. Go ahead.
You get some more great advertisers like her on there, you'll be okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. I was just going to say, if you think about her while you go to sleep, you'll sleep even better on that thing. All right. Thank you, Paul. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Basically, Rick, Paul is saying you're chopped meat.
No, he's not. All right, not nice. So stick around. We got to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we got another segment. We got the contest lines open, 407-774-8255. And don't forget, we got a whole another hour to go. But you got to get in on tonight's contest to win tonight's contest. So don't wait around. Give us a call. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdowns on I-4 as far back as Lake Monroe into Lake Mary. Also in Longwood through downtown Orlando. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4. And then you're slow and go until about Pine Hills at this point. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to Gotha. 408 eastbound has congestion in the Azalea Park area and the 408-417 exchange. You also have a crash on Conway Road at the 408 that is contributing to some of those slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, we're back. We're the American Adversaries, and we're live. That's right, wow. Ladies and gentlemen. Wild Thing. That was one of Mike's choices for Stormy.
I appreciate him playing that. Stormy was really good, though. I mean, the lyrics to it and the music.
Yeah, that's right. What's that, Jackie? What did you say?
I was like, how do you know her, Mike?
You know, we're long ago in another world.
Yeah, right. What was your name back then? Lance?
Lance.
Hello. Hey, I'm Lance.
Lance and Stormy.
Okay. All right. 407-774-8255 is the contest line number, and the lines are open. While we have a moment here, just want to remind you about a couple of great car shows coming up. You got one coming up Saturday. That's the day after tomorrow at Mead Gardens. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And a great weekend to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And Mead Gardens is a great place to enjoy the outdoors. And then with the, how many, 160 what cars?
We have 164 right now. We typically get about 40 the day of the show.
Wow.
So we're planning out over 200.
200.
Beautiful, classic British cars.
All British makes. And they'll be there for you to partake and vote on your favorite. And that's Saturday. And it's a free event for the whole family. Dino. Oh, were you going to show up when one?
No. I was going to ask if my Volkswagen can make it, but that's not, it's
no,
German.
It's not English.
No. Yes. Maybe the next week for the Hot Rod show if they got that thing souped up. But Saturday the 7th, there you go, is the All British Car Show at Mead Gardens.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. is when it officially kicks off. And they'll be judging, and there'll be the valve cover racing. It's great fun for the kids. Great food there, including Tijuana Flats. There's no admission charge, but they will have an auction. They'll have raffles, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So come on out, meet Rick, and I'll be there sometime during the day, so you may even run into me. That's the All British Car Show this Saturday, Mead Gardens. And then the following Saturday at the Ace Cafe, which is right downtown on Livingston Street, West Livingston, literally downtown 100. And Ace Cafe is hosting the Hot Rods for Honor Flight.
Yep, Hot Rods for Heroes.
Hot Rods for Heroes. And this is to benefit Honor Flight of Central Florida.
That's right. And we're planning on a big crowd there as well. We've got a lot of entertainment coming. Colton James, the national recording artist, will be there.
Yeah, country star, that's
and,
right.
And Matt Morgan will be there, the professional wrestler, to sign autographs.
The Blueprint. And he is huge, ladies and gentlemen. When you think professional wrestler, you're thinking of somebody like Matt Morgan, right?
And we'll have great Honor Flight merchandise. You can sign up to be a guardian there and put your application in, and veterans will be honored up on stage, and you'll get a chance to meet some of our great World War II veterans, and the cars will be classic and loud.
And that, exactly. These are muscle cars, ladies and gentlemen.
Muscle cars.
As they're typically known. And this is from 12 noon to 5 p.m. So yep. Noon to 5 p.m., Ace Cafe. That's Saturday, April 14th. So one
April
week from
14th. I got to tell my brother that, Dion. He owns the Decepticon Camaro.
Nice.
With the convertible. Yeah.
Hey, maybe he can get in this
all
thing.
The time. He's,
yeah.
I'll have Brenda's GTO there.
All right. And by the way, if you would like to pre-register for a car, you can do that by contacting the folks, by emailing hotrodsforhonorflight@gmail.com. That's hot, spell it all out, hotrodsforhonorflight@gmail.com. Okay, let's get back to the contest line. Johnny is up next, and we'll get Johnny's entry in and then take another break. Hey, Johnny, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for being out there tonight. Go ahead.
Well, I picked Paul Ryan.
Okay. And what would the song
be? My song is, it's Yakety Sax. It's the Benny Hill theme.
Yakety Yak.
Is this Yakety Yak, Don't Come Back?
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Yakety Yak, Don't Come Back.
You know, they got all these rumors that he's going to retire after this session, so I love it.
Hopefully.
All right, Johnny, that's an excellent entry.
That was good, Johnny.
Yeah, I think we'll just ride this right on into the break. Hey, Johnny, make sure we got your information. Appreciate you so much listening out there tonight. Okay, that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Come up with a newsmaker and a tune to go along with it. Like
that
this
was
one
really
from Paul
unique.
Ryan.
We've not had that brought up ever on the show in years. Yakety yak.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back on the other side, we got more news for you. And don't forget, tonight, I'm going to reveal why Anastasia Nastia Vanshukovich may become a household name.
Who is she tied to?
We'll be right back.
Give Chris a tissue.
Moose and squirrel.
Yeah, right.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show coming to you on a contest Thursday. Thank you so very much for listening in tonight. That means you've gone the extra mile because we're not on the regular airwaves, but we are on 1520 WBZW and also on AM660TheAnswer.com, your Alexa devices, and your smart devices if you've downloaded the free Answer Orlando app. And if you have not, you can still do that. By the way, if you hear a little talking in the background, that's the monitor was up, now it's down. Okay. All right, so we are in the midst of contest Thursday. We got some great entries in already. I'll let Mike go through the challenge here in just a moment. But let me go ahead and reintroduce the judges who are in the studio tonight. Once again, we are coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort studios. And from Relax and Comfort in the studio with us is Jackie Ricardo. Jackie?
Hi, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Say that again.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, yeah. All right, then.
Boy, you light up, Chris. I can't believe that. Wow, you know?
It may be white on the top, but there's still fire in the boiler there, buddy. All right, that, of course, is Mike McBath. And we get snow. Is it snow on the roof?
Wait a second.
Fire in the chimney, something like that.
The older the fiddle, the sweeter the tune.
There you go. You know? All right. All right. Speaking of old fiddles, got also Rick Brown in the studio with us.
Hey, guy.
Who's actually younger than me, I think. And Junior here.
Younger than a lot of folks, though.
Yeah, Junior, Dino Rintos in the studio with us as well. Good to see you today, Junior.
Junior? I've been called worse.
Got Nicklo Cicero, that young fella on the bridge in there.
Yeah, the whippersnapper.
Yeah, the whippersnapper. 407-774-8255 is the number. I am Christopher Hart. Okay, so here is, once again, the contest challenge.
Okay, we've had a lot of great entries already. What we want you to do is match a song from the past to some of our more recent news makers. What song would best represent them? As again, we've had some great ones today. How about Andy McCabe? Good song for him would be Folsom Prison. I think he'll get a chance to enjoy the ride. How about Stormy Daniels? Wild Thing. Yeah, you know, I'm sure for some that might be an appropriate title. So come up with your song, come up with the individual, and we've had some good entries so far this evening.
So, Mike, let me sure I got this right now again. So if I wanted to pick, like, say, like Maxine Waters, I right. could reach back to, like, 1939 to The Wizard of Oz.
You can do that.
And pick If I Only Had a Brain.
That would be very appropriate. I mean, that's exactly what we're looking for, If I Only Had a Brain.
Impeached Dino Rentos.
Yeah.
Impeached Dino Rentos.
That's it. You hit that one perfect, Dino. Very good, you know?
If I Only Had a Brain.
Oh, hey, Mike, boy. If I wanted to do one for the entire Democratic caucus, okay. I could do Lunatic Fringe by Red Ryder.
You can do that, too. It's amazing how this group picks. That's why they're such good judges. You know, they got a feel for everything, you know?
Okay.
Good.
So we got a couple of lines open at 407-774-8255. We got some bits of news we'll get to as well. But right now we have Joyce on the line. Hey, Joyce, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling and listening.
I'm well. I hope y'all are having fun. Sounds like it.
I hope you're having fun. Yeah, we are. Thank you.
Jackie invited me to call. I met her today.
Yes,
lucky
hi, Joyce.
You. Lucky Joyce. Go ahead, Joyce.
And I just wanted to thank Jackie and all of her fellow employees for her store, the integrity of her help, all of the employees, and the equipment, and it truly is medical equipment that they sell that has helped me in a way that I actually don't have to go to a doctor anymore for adjustment manipulation sort of therapy because they have taught me how to sleep in a zero gravity position on their equipment. I mean, they're so helpful and so knowledgeable and so caring. And well, what comes out of that store is amazing, and it has helped me in so very, very many ways.
Well, I'd like to thank you for one for that testimonial, but Jackie
Absolutely.
Wants to, yeah.
Yeah, when she came in today, it was so wonderful, Joyce, to hear your story and how we were able to help, especially in the beginning when you first got the zero gravity sleep system. So for us to be able to help you in that way and for you to be out of pain is inexplicably wonderful to hear that from anyone that comes in that store, especially someone that can convey that on the radio as well so other people can hear and hopefully, you know, even try to see how we can help them as well.
And we were talking earlier about how there is, what do they call it, sleep divorce?
Yes, yeah, sleep divorce.
Sleep divorce because, and thank you, Joyce. Thank you so very much for
thank
the call.
Thank you, Joyce.
Sleep divorce is because a couple normally have different requirements in sleeping.
That's right.
Sleeping properly.
That's right.
But most mattresses, it's a one-size-fits-all.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, you lay on it, oh, yeah, I like this, and you go home, and next thing you know, you're having problems.
That's right.
And usually when you buy the mattress, one or the other of the couple is going to acquiesce to the other's needs and the other's comforts, but over time, that becomes an issue.
Of course. I mean, if you compromise and you're not happy to begin with, you're not going to be happy in the long run either.
Right. And there's a reason why they call it the, what do they call it, the gravity position?
Zero gravity position, because it takes the pressure away from your back. So there's basically no gravity coming into your spine, compressing those bones that cause that nerve to go into your back. So once that goes away, you're able to actually sleep on your back a lot better. Most people don't sleep on their back, and it's the healthiest way to sleep. But it's impossible to do so on a flatbed.
Yeah. And when astronauts sleep in space, they sleep floating around,
mm-hmm.
right? They tether themselves mm-hmm. to a place on the wall, and then they just kind of float there.
Yes.
And what happens is the body takes its natural sleeping position in space. And it would be sort of the position you would take sitting in a chair.
In a recliner, yes,
right.
That's correct. Your legs elevated, your head a little bit elevated. You're almost like in a zigzag position, if you will, on your
mm-hmm.
back.
Right.
And that position, your body normally does it. Think about when you're in a body of water in the ocean and just relax. Your legs kind of curl up a little bit, almost into a fetal position.
Right.
Because that's where your muscles relax.
Right. The muscles kind of
sounds like Dr. Phil.
Find their balance. Well, but you know, so many people do not sleep properly.
Yeah.
And sleep deprivation in various, shall we say, stages mm-hmm. lead to many other problems for people.
That's correct.
From chronic health problems to sleep apnea, automobile accidents caused because people fall asleep, they're drowsy behind the wheel.
That's right. That's right. And what Joyce was telling us today at the store was that she couldn't believe that that was the solution after all these years of going to the doctor, of getting injections, of getting anything that you're doing. Think of what you're doing when you're sleeping. If that's a problem, fix that first.
You know, it's amazing the number of former players that have sleep apnea. You know, every time we do those physicals, I mean, it's like 40%
of sleep apnea. And I guarantee you, it's because they're not in the proper position while they sleep.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, you'll have some beds out there when we show up on the 19th, right, Jackie?
Oh, yes.
Show us what position we should be in.
Absolutely.
And by the way, Joyce has entered into the contest. She might actually win an iJoy massage chair.
Yeah, she actually sat in it today, and she said it's absolutely perfect for her that she's hoping to win. Fingers crossed, Joy.
All right. Okay, let's get Rick's contest entry in before we have to take a break here. Rick, thank you for being out there tonight. We appreciate you listening.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Howdy,
Rick.
Hello.
Mine is for Little Chucky Schumer.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And it's a song by Three Dog Night, and it's entitled Liar.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah. Liar!
I know, for Hairpiece Chuck, you know. Okay, Nick, hit it.
Here it is.
There it is.
All right, Rick, that's an excellent entry. We appreciate you getting into the contest tonight. Thanks for being out there listening. Thank you, sir.
That's great.
All right, we'll take this song into the break. When we come back, we got some contest lines open. 407-774-8255 is the number. Don't forget, we'll choose tonight's winner tonight. But you got to get in on the contest tonight. So don't mess around. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Springtime is here. That means it's time for the 34th annual All British Car Show. Join the Central Florida British Car Club Friday, April 6th, 5:30 p.m. at Fiddler's Green in beautiful Winter Park for a pre-show and meet and greet. And on Saturday, April 7th at 9 a.m. in Mead Gardens in Winter Park for the car show and judging. Along with up to 200 British cars, there will be specialty vendors, raffles, silent auction, and valve cover racing. Four Rivers, Jeremiah's, and Tijuana Flats will be there, and admission is free. It's fun for the whole family. So experience a day of British automotive history in picturesque Mead Gardens, April 7th. For more information, email info@allbritishcarclub.com. That's info@allbritishcarclub.com. A member of the British American Chamber of Commerce.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceana Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Slowdowns on I-4 as far back as Lake Monroe into Lake Mary. Also in Longwood through downtown Orlando. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4. And then you're slow and go until about Pine Hills at this point. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to Gotha. 408 eastbound has congestion in the Azalea Park area and the 408-417 exchange. You also have a crash on Conway Road at the 408 that is contributing to some of those slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so
tonight of the show, ladies and gentlemen. That was my entry, right?
Now, was that dedicated to Barack Obama?
No. Or who that was, don't you remember? That was dedicated to young David Hogg.
Oh,
that,
well, you know, you're picking on a young guy, Chris. You could have
shame
all these advertisers.
Shame on me.
The Hog Man. Hey. You could be crossing our sacred land.
Hey, the Huffington Post was picking on him some today.
Right. Oh, boy.
Now, the Huffington Post is hardly a conservative rag, right?
Yeah.
Actually, they were reporting the story that black students at Parkland are a little bit upset that Hogg has been hogging the mic, that Hogg has been hogging all the airtime, and that nobody wants to talk to them. And they have something to say in all of this.
I'd put up our guys, the Triple J brothers, against Mr. Hogman.
Well,
you know, anytime. Let's get a debate one-on-one. Let's get it on, man.
Well, it's just more proof that these select few kids are being used as political pawns and, shall we say, bludgeons in order to make their arguments, hoping that no one will respond to them because they are, after all, children, right? And, of course, I came up with you're so vain because vain, if you look it up in the dictionary, it means unsuccessful, useless, and conceited. Now, he's been trying to end the NRA, but he's actually been the best recruiting tool they've had in a long
time.
Gun
sales are up.
And gun sales are up, as our guest Carl Higbee said yesterday. Right. The best salesmen for gun sales are liberals.
Yep.
He has been useless because he's not bringing anything new. He's just making arguments that liberals have been making for years. And then, of course, he's quite conceited. But
well, I think the media will work him over before it's over. You know, not all the media. So.
Well, anyway, there is that. Also, the Trump administration, well, I say President Trump, was in West Virginia today speaking at a business forum, but a lot of it was on air.
What he was doing, he was talking, it was a tax forum where he had a whole group of people from different businesses and industries, you know, I call the middle America. And I think there could be nothing more terrific than watching all these people testify what that $1,000 did for them. And, I mean, these were individuals. Some might be the secretary. Some might be the foreman. You know, some might even be the owner of the company. And to show how appreciative all these people were, and there was probably 8, 9, 10 people that they interviewed, and they told some fabulous stories that, you know, you talk about tearjerkers and pulling emotion into it, what that money meant to them, Nancy Pelosi, and then the other aspects of it because, you know, pension plans were enhanced and everything else. So, you know, it was a great show again by Trump, and I just had to chuckle when he mentioned Joe Manchin, who's the biggest phony out there. You know, Joe's always
Democrat senator of West Virginia.
Right. He's always a guy with the Republicans except until you vote. And then he never had voted yet, and he voted against the tax cuts. And here's all these West Virginia citizens sitting there just testifying what it's done for them. And it really didn't look like it was staged. You know how, like CNN, you can go, oh, it's staged, it's phony, it's staged. These people were truly speaking from the heart. So, Trump, if you keep going around doing this, you know, that blue wave is not going anywhere. That blue wave is going to be a little puddle very soon because, boy, were you good today. I'll tell you. Oh, terrific.
Yeah, it'll be like the tsunami warning that turns out to be a false alarm.
The one-inch wave, you know.
But what we're finding out with President Trump is that his America First policies are, guess what, popular with Americans.
You got it. I mean, and more as they see the ramifications of this.
Absolutely. By the way, his popularity rate was up to 51% yesterday, and I don't want to get into a daily thing here, but just goes to show that over these last, let's think about what's been happening over these last couple of months as his popularity, his job approval rating, I should say, has been going up. Okay? Now, yes, we had the tax cuts, but what's been happening since then? Let's see. You got Stormy Daniels, you got the omnibus thing, right? And you got the ongoing Hare Mueller thing, and you got the tariff war supposedly going on. Well, guess what? There's a lot of Americans who say, let's have us a tariff war. I'm tired of America, you know, giving our wealth away to these other nations. We can take a little pain for a while if we have to. People see, normal people understand these things. They understand that sometimes it takes some hard work and maybe sacrifice to get what you want, the larger goal in the end. You know, this is, you guys know this is business people, right?
Yeah, and the choice is you let them leech you to death and bleed you out, or you stand up for yourself and punch back.
Right.
And those are the two options there.
Yeah. You know, I worked for a Fortune 100 software company before I got into the restaurant business, and our product would be on the shelves in China before it was released.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, movies. You know, you'll find them over there on the streets in China before they're released here. Like this new Chappaquiddick movie, which, by the way, perpetuates a big falsehood. But the gist of the story is okay. It perpetuates the falsehood that he was actually in the car when it went off the bridge. No one could have gotten out of that car when it went off the bridge. Mm-hmm. It rolled over on its top. It's basically a little shallow creek. And as soon as it hit, it stuck in the mud. No one was getting out of that vehicle.
So none of the critics were bringing this up and pointing out about our good friend, the Kennedy family?
Well, the movie evidently explores several possibilities of what happened that night. Until I actually see the movie, I should probably keep my peace. But it evidently takes the storyline that he came up with, which was he managed to get out of the car. He was, you know, lost
dazed.
His senses. Right,
of
dazed,
course.
Dazed and confused. Yeah. Let's play that by Led Zeppelin.
Well, marijuana does
dazed
that to
and
you.
Dazed and confused, and then he stumbled his way back to the hotel. No.
No.
So you have more nefarious thoughts on this, man.
No, there's, and some of this actually comes out in the movie. They had left this party together, and it was her car, I believe, but in a car, and they went to a place because Ted was from there. He knew he knows that like the back of his hand. So he took He took her to Lover's Lane, and they were on Lover's Lane doing whatever folks do on Lover's Lane or getting ready to do it anyway. When they saw a cop come down the road, and the cop sees them, and he writes this report. He sees his car. He describes the car. He sees a male and female in the car. But before he could get his vehicle turned around, they took off. And once again, Ted knew this area like the back of his hand, so I can just imagine he says, okay, go up here, turn right. Okay, now turn left. Do this. Okay, stop the car. And he gets out, and he says, okay, all you got to do now is go up here, make this turn, go over the bridge, and you're back at the party. Just tell them I was tired, you left me at the hotel. He walks back to the hotel. The doorman at the hotel greets him when he gets there.
Was he dirty and, you know,
he was disheveled, but the doorman does not remember him being wet. And it was about a mile away at night, so he would not have dried.
So you're saying he choked her and then shoved the car off?
No, he wasn't in the car. He gets out of the car and says, when you get back to the party, tell him this. So she leaves. She's scared, probably a little bit inebriated. She doesn't know that this is a very narrow bridge. She's not used to it. It's middle of the night. She drives off the bridge. The car rolls. You'll see this in the movie. The car rolls over as she goes off. It hits the water upside down and immediately sticks in the mud. No one could have gotten out of that car. And they couldn't get her out until they pulled it up out of the mud. A diver went down to see, and evidently she was in there and evidently did not drown. She suffocated. Because there was a little air pocket in the car because it wasn't fully underwater, you see.
Choked her and then drove the car off the bridge.
Dino, you're a very sick man.
Well, in one way, we won't know because the body was taken care of before an autopsy could be performed by the medical examiner. All right, anyway, when we come back, Alfred is on the contest line. I don't know how I got into that. But anyway, we'll come back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. And I got to tell you about Anastasia Nastia Vasukovic.
Now that the movie reviews are over.
Yeah, I know.
They might be making one about her. All right, we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In her first public comments, and she and her father were poisoned by a nerve agent in England, the daughter of a Russian ex-spy said Thursday from a hospital that she is recovering quickly, but the whole ordeal has been somewhat disorientating. Yulia Skripal, 33, said in a statement released by British police that her strength is growing daily, and she expressed gratitude to those who came to her aid when she and her father were found unconscious on a bench a month ago. The hospital in the English city of Salisbury confirmed that Yulia's health has improved, while her 66-year-old father, Sergei Skripal, remains in critical condition. The British government has alleged the pair were poisoned with a chemical agent developed by the Soviet Union in a plot likely directed by Moscow to kill the elder Skripal, a former Russian military intelligence officer convicted of spying for Britain. On Wall Street, the Dow by 241 points, the Nasdaq rose 34. More details at srnnews.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep? Or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base, and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. And remember to enter the free drawing for a Human Touch iJoy massage chair. It's amazing how life like these chairs feel. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Back from the dressing room to re-stretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary.
That's right. We're here. We're live. And at any moment, but we'll be back up on FM 105.5 at AM 660 The Answer. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening to us, either on 1520 WBZW, AM 660 TheAnswer.com, your smart device, because you've downloaded the free Answer Orlando app, or Alexa. Alexa now gets us over the Internet. So,
over the Internet.
Yeah, right. We appreciate that. Okay, that voice is Rick Brown. I am Christopher Hart, along with Dino Rentos. We also have Jackie Ricardo, Mike McBath, of course, Nick Lo Cicero on the bridge. We are your judges tonight. We are in the midst of our Thursday night contest of matching the tune up to the newsmaker. And we've got some great entries in so far. Alfred has been patiently waiting. Hey, Alfred, how you doing tonight? Thanks for coming out and have dinner with us last week. You and your wife, Gloria, that was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great to meet you.
Yes, it was. Glad to meet you all there, yes.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it again real soon.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
And I have two. Is Hit the Road Jack for McCabe.
Hit the Road Jack.
That's a good one. I thought he was going to say McCain, which would have been appropriate, too.
Hit the Road Jack. That's good for him.
Yeah.
And I have for Hillary, it's appropriate for Patty Page sings it. It's How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? Dedicated to Bill. With a barking. How can you play that, Nick?
He's doing it. Here we go.
Yeah. Alfred, feel free to sing along.
What's her name?
Patty Page.
Oh, Patty Page.
Yeah, Patty Page.
How about that?
Where he is going back.
Listen.
Wow. 50s. All right. All right. Dedicated to Bill about Hillary, right? All right. Okay. Thank you, Alfred. Appreciate you being out there. We look forward to having dinner with you.
We said go back to the past, but we're going back. Wow.
Okay. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. You still have time to get in tonight's contest, but you got to get in it tonight to win tonight. The number is 407-774-8255. The lines are now open. While we have a chance here, you know, I've been teasing throughout the show, there's another woman out there who you might hear more about, Anastasia Vasukevich, Vasukevich, Vasukevich.
Sounds like a vodka. You know, I mean, I have a little of that, please.
Say
that three times fast.
Her working name is Nastya Rybka. You spell Nastya.
Oh, that's clear.
N-A-S-T-Y-A, Nastya Rybka, R-Y-B-K-A. Why should you know Anastasia Vasukevich?
Nastya? You sure her side name isn't Cherry Bomb? Or
Tito's?
Well, in fact, how should I say this? She bills herself, she sells herself, she offers up herself as a sex coach.
A coach?
A sex coach.
Really?
In other words, you pay her money to coach you.
Where is she working out of, Chris?
She was working out of Russia.
Is there a client list?
Right now, she was working out of Thailand until they locked her up in a hooskow for prostitution. They call sex coaching there prostitution, you see.
That was the one a few weeks ago, right?
She got arrested.
That's right. A few weeks ago, they arrested
and
her.
She's been sitting in the cooler, right, you might say.
It's to her that you would say, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Put me in, coach.
A woman said that now, so I don't know. Okay.
Boy.
But anyway, Anastasia.
I'm ready to play today.
Anastasia has been seeking political asylum in the United States. She's afraid that if she goes back to Russia, that something bad might happen to her. Okay, because she was coaching, quote unquote, coaching one Oleg Deripaska. Deripaska? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Oleg was seeking her expertise, you might say.
Right.
And while he was partaking of her expertise, you might say, he was talking. And evidently, according to Nastya, he was not just saying nasty things. He was saying things like he knows how the Russians have been trying to influence the 2016 political campaign. Now you see where all of this is going, right? Right to the foot of Herr Mueller, who she thinks she has something to offer and
well,
hair
she does.
Mullers. And
but just not in the area.
So anyway, Nastia is the latest in the hair muller, hair-brained witch hunt, which anybody out there with what was that? Anybody out there with a hair-brained story has been, shall we say, offering themselves up to Hair Muller.
Now, is she hiding? I mean,
she's in jail.
She's in jail.
She's fighting extradition back to Russia, afraid that somebody's going to stick it to her.
Have you offered her a hand to help her maybe immigrate to the United States?
No, I did not. I'm not going to partake of her coaching.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Okay, Coach.
407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on tonight's contest.
This is going downhill pretty fast.
I see you're quite attentive there, aren't you? Okay. All right, so while that has been brewing, Lisa Strzok and Lisa Strzok.
Oh, boy. The Page lady.
Jumping ahead of things here. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, more of their texts are creating more stirs.
Mm-hmm.
The latest texts have to do with the fact that evidently the FBI was secretly meeting with some witness in London. For God's mm-hmm. sake, having to do with all of this dossier and this sort of thing. And this evidently was being orchestrated by Strzok and Page and kept from the Department of Justice, even though they were seeking the Department of Justice's assistance in going after Trump and getting the FISA warrants and all of this sort of thing. Meanwhile, Devin Nunes has given the FBI and the Department of Justice a week to come up with the unredacted texts of Strzok and Pages and others in the FBI. Evidently, most of the Pages and Strzok texts have been turned over, but a lot of them were redacted.
Right.
But upon reading through them, many of the redactions had nothing to do with national security or the reasons why the FBI gave that they were being redacted. So, in other words, the House mm-hmm. Intelligence Committee is saying, look, you're hiding stuff from us, and we want to know what it is. And they've given them a week to produce the unredacted or severely less redacted texts so that they'll know mm-hmm. exactly all the people involved in this and what they were doing. And so,
do you think it'll happen in a week? I mean, look how long it takes to get any of these.
Well, that's been part of the problem, and yeah. They have evidently now the Justice Department is somewhat on board, and of course you have the Inspector General, who also has access to these texts, evidently the unredacted versions.
Would these be like salacious between these two? Or
Well, these texts that we're talking, these texts that we're talking about right now have more to do with nothing in their personal
nothing
relationship.
Intimate or
right.
anything of that
this
nature.
Would have to do with the investigation into the Trump collusion.
Well, then you can read them.
All of that sort of thing.
Salacious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, go ahead, you read them.
They're boring, so yeah, for most people, they are not interesting.
Oh,
but there
something.
Is growing, once again, there is growing pressure on Herr Mueller to wrap this thing up. The Drudge Report printed today a op-ed by it's the guy on Fox who's the legal advisor on Fox. He's on Hannity all the time.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ed.
No.
Not Ed.
No, not Ed Henry. This is the lawyer guy. I'll pull up his name here in a second. But he
not
is
Napolitano, not him.
No.
The other guy.
I got it right
the
here.
The other one.
It's, I got it right here. Here we go.
Slippery Mancini.
I can't hear you. Greg Jarrett.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Jarrett has written a list of 10 reasons why the Mueller investigation is unconstitutional and should be ended. And many of them we've already talked about on the show. Conflicts of interest on the part of Mueller, and he knew it. And Rosenstein knew there were conflicts of interest. Also, there was no specific crime to investigate. There was no crime at all to investigate. The crime, that so-called crime collusion that he was charged to investigate, is not a crime. And so it was clearly set up contrary to the special counsel law. It basically violated almost all the tenets, all the statutes of that law. And we've been pointing this out on the show for going on a year now. And fortunately, Paul Manafort's lawyer is taking the argument to the court, petitioning the court to have Manafort's charges all dropped. The fact that Manafort was charged by this special counsel violates the special counsel rule. The fact that Rosenstein retroactively, in other words, after the fact, gave the special counsel the authority to go after Manafort violates the Justice Department policy on that. So there are multitudes of reasons why this special counsel, first of all, never should have been set up and appointed to begin with, and second of all, should be ended summarily by, I think the best way to end it would be by one of these federal judges. Right? Because it's sort of out of the political realm now. And it'll be ended on the legal reasons that it should be ended on. And say, and the court could say, and there are many other ways that the information that this guy was charged to get could be gotten. You set up a bipartisan committee, or you have the committees that are already there in the House and the Senate do it.
As I say, Chris, I think the public knows how they would vote. Too bad we can't vote on the internet and end it like tonight by 12. I mean, this is getting so
If you were
ridiculous.
To take a popular vote, it would be.
Oh, it would. I guarantee you put it on the internet, this thing would be done, over, all of you go home, save us about $20 million, and see you later.
Well, yeah, and I think fundamentally what you're saying is true, that Americans realize first and foremost that this is going nowhere, it's gone nowhere, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
And second of all, that it is hurting in various ways America.
Oh, in so many ways. I mean, the amount of time wasted on this stuff and the energy of the American people, we should be putting this into everything else but that. These bums have tied us up for so long.
Yep. All right, we're now back up on the Big Stick. We got one more segment of the show to go if you've been waiting for us to come back up on the Big Stick, and we're now here. It is Contest Thursday. If you'd like to get in, you still have time to do it, but you better call us right now, 407-774-8255. The challenge is come up with a newsmaker and a song that fits them, right? Like Paul came up with Stormy for Stormy.
Very good.
Right?
That was excellent.
And Johnny came up with a Yakety Yak for
don't
Paul
come,
Ryan.
Yakety Yak, don't come back.
Crazy for Nancy Pelosi.
That's right. That's right. And so that's the idea. You still got time to get in on tonight's contest, but tonight's contest will be won by somebody
tonight. Down.
That's right. So 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll be right back. The American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Show, ladies and gentlemen, the American Adversaries Contest Thursday. As we begin to wrap up the contest tonight, we're going to get into final contest entries and then judge the contest. And once again, thanks so much for being out there listening. Don't forget Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, is coming up next. And, you know, he started off the show where we kind of left off the show last night. We were talking about that shooting out there in California, YouTube headquarters, and I think Nostra Dennis said, and they caught David Hogg riding his bicycle out there with his camera, right?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, he was in Arizona.
So I think that's what it was. But anyways, yeah. Larry Elder starts his show off with
that,
right?
He really worked it over, didn't he? Oh, my.
He did indeed. Mm-hmm. So anyways, check that out. And when you're checking out a new car, please check them out there at Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. Beautiful cars out there. You got the new model year coming out, the 18 model year now. They're going to want to give you an even greater mm-hmm. deal on that. So now's the time to, if you're in the market, to check out these great cars out at Sutherland Nissan. And once again, their website is OrlandoNissan.com. And don't forget the Titan trucks they got out there.
I know.
Beautiful, beautiful
trucks.
My
daughter's going to a horse show this weekend. She's with a Titan. She's towing an 1,800-pound horse.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Great.
And no trouble for that Titan truck he's got.
Oh, yeah.
Dependable,
no, it isn't. Actually, it's been great.
Yep.
Absolutely great.
And if you test drive one of their new vehicles out there, you'll get a $25 gift card no matter what you, if you buy or not, or lease or not. Anyway, if you are in the market, they will do their best to put you in one of their great deals, in one of their great cars with a great deal. All right. Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail, OrlandoNissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the Titans of Talk Radio, the American Adversaries, sent you out there to look at their Titans. All right, we got Eddie and Roger up next, and if you want to get into contest, this is the last call for entries, 407-774-8255. How you doing tonight, Eddie? Go ahead.
Hey, is this the on-call for Eddie?
It is. You're on, man.
You're the man, Eddie.
Well, you know what? No, Dino is the man. I went to his shop to pick some things up, and I'm telling you what, when those guys walk around the shop, you hear this squish, squish, squish. You know what that is? That's the creative juices flowing out of those guys.
Going through the sneakers.
I tell you what, it's amazing what they do over there. And ladies and gentlemen, just go over there and take a tour of the place. They'd love to show you around.
Absolutely. We take folks around all the time, give them an idea of the different types of resources that we have. Because a lot of folks have companies or have a store or a shop or something. Yeah. They want to have it themed, and the large scale stuff is hard.
And by the way, they can do stuff like bumper stickers. Dino's making us up some bumper stickers for the show here, and a banner for the show, so they can do stuff like that.
Yeah, die cuts. We have a full print shop, so we do banners, and we do a lot of printing on the cardboard, obviously.
Or they can build you a functioning volcano.
Mm, exactly.
Which they have done.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Oh, we're making a giant 4-foot hamburger that actually lifts up in the air and comes up and down. But
hamburger?
Hamburger, yeah. It'll actually, all the pieces will separate the cheese, the meat.
I thought he said hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you for the kind words.
Appreciate that, Eddie. Thanks for the testimonial. But go ahead. I got to get your entry in.
Here's the go, because this show is cutting edge. You know, we always can remember our first romance. And if you're attracted to some guy, maybe, there was a bromance. But now it comes down, my entry is based on this. It's called a radiomance. My radio man's happened the day of the election hearing you guys chat. So my two entries are this. For Hillary Clinton, it's Sweet Little Lies by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And then for our commander-in-chief, it's Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood. On the day I was born.
Oh, yeah. Bad
to the Bone. You all gave to the wonder to the joy that they found. They had no smoking up. She said, leave this one alone. She told them, all right, this one's bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. All right, Eddie, that's a good one, man.
Goody.
Thanks a lot. We got to move on to Roger, though, because we have to get decide tonight. Roger, you're up next. Thanks for calling, and I got to get you to get right to it because I'm short on time.
I can't compete with Eddie, but the news item is Making America Great Again, and DJT exemplifies Freeburg.
Oh, that's good.
Freeburg. Freeburg. Making us all free again.
Freeburg.
Good.
All right. Love it, Roger. God bless you. You're in the contest. All right. It is time to choose a winner. All right. Let's start with Nick on the bridge. Nick, how you doing? What do you think?
Hey, good. Sorry about that. Let's see.
That's all right. I always love Skinner.
I'm going all the way back to...
By the way, I have a nickname, and it's Bird. Mm-hmm. It's because in our old band, we used to play Free Bird. So we'd call each other Birds. Hey, Bird, what you doing, Bird? All right, Bird, go ahead.
I'm going all the way back to the beginning. I like that first song by Diane, Watch Me. Those lyrics, I never heard that one before, and those lyrics are totally Trump. I love it. It was perfect.
All right, rack it up. Get it ready in case she wins. What about you, Rick?
I like Willie. Cherokee Nation.
Cherokee Nation for Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, yeah, with Pocahontas. Yeah.
All right, Dino.
See, I'm a big Benny Hill fan. So, I'm
going with Johnny?
I'm between Johnny and Eddie, but Benny Hill's going to.
All right, so
in.
Johnny. All right. Jackie, that brings us to you.
I am going to concur with Rick, and I'm going to go with Willie.
Willie.
Okay.
Whoa, this is going to be tough. I'm going to go with Diane.
It's a double Willie.
Diane's right. I have to agree with Nick on Diane's. That was very unique. I would have never expected that coming from her, but that's good.
Two and two.
Good job.
Well, I liked, let me see. I liked Johnny's with Yakety, mm-hmm. Yakety, Yak. I liked Paul's with Stormy. But it's got to be that Watch Me, yeah, Diane.
The lyrics right. is what convinced me. It was too good.
It is. Yep. But I also like John with that old Jackson Brown tune.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Any tune that I used to play in a band, I like that tune, right?
That Hillary Godzilla thing was pretty good,
yeah,
too.
It was indeed. But congratulations to Diane.
Yep,
she wins with Watch Me. So, but everybody was a winner
good.
Tonight because
yep,
they were all
terrific.
Great
it
entries.
It just goes to show a double Willie isn't enough.
All right, well, we'll have another contest next week. And I know for a fact the Rays won't be interrupting our game next week because they won't be playing next week. Well, I don't know that
you don't
for
know
sure.
That.
I said it happened the other day.
All depends on the rain gods.
That's right. Tuesday they weren't supposed
to
play.
Next Thursday. Yeah, we're clear next Thursday.
For now.
Yeah, but the Magic are going to be on. No.
No.
Stop.
They put their fans out of their misery last night. They actually won last night.
Unbelievable.
It
doesn't mean a thing and they win.
No, they beat the other team that was the worst team in the NBA.
Right,
so, all right. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow night on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Don't forget, Saturday, the All-British Car Show, Mead Gardens, starts at 9, goes right on through till about 3 o'clock. Great fun for the whole family. The following Saturday, the 14th, the Hot Rods for Heroes car show to benefit Honor Flight of Central Florida at Ace Cafe downtown, starts at noon.
Noon
till 5. And then don't forget, April 19th, the date that you all have with Jackie at Relax and Comfort Store in Winter Park Village.
What does that mean?
The Relax Remote, where we're going to give away an iJoy massage chair.
Can I sign up for that?
Yes, you can. All right, so be there. That's April the 19th. The fun starts at 5 o'clock. Relax and Comfort, Winter Park Village. You can pre-register at any of their stores, Windermere, Winter Park Village, Seminole Town Center, or go to AmericanAdversaries.com. Click on the Relax and Comfort ad, go there and sign up. We'll be back tomorrow. Night, everybody.
Night.
Very good.